Here we go. Dear Season Daily, October 16th, 2025. Going to talk about some videos we got coming up on this one. Going to talk about some stuff from Idaho Fish and Game that I thought was pretty entertaining. Going to do the weather and movement predictions as always and end with the tip of the day. But before we get into all that, don't forget about our partner on these episodes, and that's Rax Big Game Supplements. RaxMineral.com, you can check out everything that they have to offer. Give the deer what they need, how they want it. You guys can subscribe too if you're on YouTube. Follow us if you're on any of the audio platforms like Spotify or Apple Podcast, anything like that. Leave comments and reviews wherever you can. All that kind of stuff really helps us out, guys. The reviews, especially like on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and then the comments, the likes on YouTube, and subscribing, of course. And our website is richhunteroutdoors.com. Anything you see on there that you like, you can use the discount code RHOPOD. That's all caps, no space, and you get 10% off of everything there. So we kick this thing off with our RHO update. I think I'll have at least two videos coming up soon. So there'll be one before the doe kill video. I had a couple good encounters on my first two hunts, so those will probably be one video together, and then the doe hunt should be a video on its own. I don't know how long they're actually going to end up being. Hopefully a little bit longer than Blake's first video, but that's what we had from that one. So I will have two hunts coming up. I think one of them will be done hopefully tomorrow, so Friday, and then the other one will either be Saturday or like beginning of next week, Monday, Tuesday. Just depends on how things go. I got to get time to edit them. And then, like this weekend, we're supposed to have a cold front coming through, so I'm going to be hunting. Then the next couple days, I probably won't do a lot of hunting. I should have some time to edit. So if I can get those edited, I'll have them out one tomorrow, and then another one, if not Saturday, beginning of next week. That is my hope. Anyway, things obviously could change. On to talking shop. Again, not much of an update here, a lot like yesterday. It's been hot. It's through the week. I don't expect a lot of guys to be out hunting, so I wouldn't think the talking shop's going to change much until Monday. And then I should have an update from the weekend, from the cold front, on all that. But it's going to rain, too, this weekend, so I don't know what we'll see there. I don't really know what to expect, if you guys are going to get out or not. Like, if it's supposed to rain all day, if we're supposed to get breaks where people can get out and hunt, we'll see what happens with that. But not much from talking shop today, which leads us into what's new. And this is what I was mentioning in the intro. I thought this was interesting in both and entertaining as well. The Idaho Fish and Game says they're writing tickets because of AI misinformation. They didn't say that exactly, but that's the gist of it. Here's an article, a small press release from the Idaho Fish and Game website, and it's titled, "Don't Trust AI for Hunting and Fishing Regulations. Go to the Source." You can already tell right there they've had some issues with it. So this was an article from yesterday. Are you new school, cutting edge, and tech savvy? Beware, it could cost you a ticket if you're getting your Idaho Fish and Game season dates and regulations from AI or search engine results. It's better to be old school and check the printed seasons and rules booklets, or check online directly from Fish and Game's website to make sure you're getting accurate and current information. I'm sure that goes for a lot of states. AI is great, but you do have to check it, so I kind of see what they're saying here. Like, just because you put something in AI and it tells you what you think you are looking for, you might want to double check that. It goes on and says, Fish and Game conservation officers are encountering people in the field who are using AI and search engines and getting incorrect information, which has led to citations. So they're writing tickets because they're going up to these people, and the people that are doing whatever they're doing wrong are saying, well, I put it in AI, I put it in ChatGPT, and it told me this was the right thing that I needed, or the season opened this day or whatever, and they're getting tickets for it. It goes on and says, remember, getting bad information off the internet is no excuse for violating seasons and rules. Ignorance is no excuse for the law. We all know that. You should know it when it comes to AI, too. The article continues, we know how handy search engines and AI can be, but when it comes to hunting and fishing regs, go straight to the source. Overall, they make a good point. If you're looking for regulations and you don't want to get a ticket, probably go right to your DNR website or your fishing game website or your wildlife department, whatever they call it in your state. Go to their website and check it out there. You can look it up in ChatGPT first, but at least go double check. Check their sources and figure out what you got going on so you don't find yourself getting a ticket and maybe getting points in some situations. That would be awful because of AI. Anytime you're using that stuff, probably a good idea to check it. Super handy. Like they said, they know how handy it is, but we're still going to write you a ticket. So moving on to weather and movement predictions. We're looking at high in the upper 70s today, which, hey, it's not 80s. It's been 80s the last couple of days. So I don't know if you call that a cold front because it's like 2 degrees cooler, but a 7 in front of it instead of an 8. Low 50s this morning just before sunrise, and then it's supposed to warm up quick, like 60s as soon as the sun comes up, basically. It's going to be sunny and hot again all day. Pressure is going to be around 30.1 to 30.08 or something like that, with a little bit of shift in winds. So we got east to southeast winds, but again, not much, like 6-7 miles an hour, gust maybe 10 to 12 or something like that. So a weather not looking great again. Movement prediction is not going to be awesome. That's a bottom line. Most of the movement right now is happening at night. If you're running cameras, you're probably seeing that. That's what we're seeing on our cameras, and it makes sense. Why are they going to be out there running around when it's 80 degrees during the daytime when it's like 55 at night? They don't care if it's day or night. They are going to do their thing. They can do it at night when it's a lot cooler. So that's not to say you can't kill one, but if you got other things to do, it might be a good day to get them done so you don't miss out on the cold front that's coming up this weekend, because that one looks like it could be pretty good. We're going to drop like hopefully about 20 degrees for the high, which will be nice, at least for a day or two. And then we'll get into all that next week, but looks like we might have some better weather on the horizon finally. So that leads us into the tip of the day. And this was pretty simple. Shoot your bow. Too many times when the season starts, we kind of forget about that. So we practice all summer, or maybe you start practicing in September, which is fine. If you've been hunting all your life and shooting all your life, you don't have to shoot all summer to be able to go out there and be effective killing deer. I mean, a lot of people say that you should. I sometimes say that you should, because there are a lot of people that need to hear that and they need to go out there and practice all summer. But let's be honest, if you know what you're doing and you know how to shoot, you can start in the beginning of September, practice for a month, and if you're shooting consistently, you'll be just fine for killing whitetails in the Midwest when season rolls around. Problem is, when October 1st hits, or maybe September 15th for you, we usually stop shooting altogether. And then the next arrow we shoot is at a deer, and that's not the ideal situation, because you lose things when you don't shoot. You might forget to hold. You might forget your anchor point exactly. You might be looking through your sight just a little bit different than you were while you were shooting. You got to stay consistent in your practice to stay consistent in your form, which makes your shots consistent as well. So you don't want to mess up on your target buck or whatever deer you want to shoot because you haven't been shooting. So try to shoot at least a few times a week if you can, especially like these warm days when you're not going hunting. It'd be a great day to get the bow out and go fling a couple arrows. But again, if you can't shoot every day, at least a few times a week, you'll have way more confidence when a deer does step out that you want to shoot, and you'll have a lot more success killing those deer and recovering them too, because you're going to be a better shot, and that's what it's all about. You're trying to make the cleanest kill possible. That way you can recover them and take them home. So get out there and shoot your bow, even if you're not going hunting. Even if you don't plan to start hunting for a couple weeks, maybe shoot your bow a few times between now and then. That's all I got for you guys today. I appreciate you tuning in. Hopefully we keep these running consistently. We've been good so far. I know we're going to miss a few days at some point, but I appreciate everybody that's tuned in for all of these so far. Hopefully we can bring some more people on board with these and just squeeze every last ounce of deer season out that we can. I'll see you guys tomorrow.